Are you sure?
Yes. My incredible sense of smell tells me that's a caramel.
Oh, look. Cherry cordial.
Really? Maybe you should get a dog.
I need help. I don't know what to put on Harvey's Valentine.
What do you have so far?
Dear Harvey. But I don't like it.
I can help you with this one. Put You Rock My World. Guys love that.
Maple buttercream.
Who got chocolate?
You did, from Dirk the Mailman.
How sweet.
Yeah, but there are hardly any caramels. Does this look like one?
Only one way to find out. Sabrina? Oh, marzipan.
Okay, now this one.
Mm-mm. Quit touching them. Use a spell.
There.
That was easy.
Yeah, takes all the mystery out of life.
Happy Valentine's Day. Watch out for Cupid.
One, two, three.
Wow, yours is so big.
And yours is so cute. Happy Val Day, Sab.
I thought Sab would be a cool nickname for you.
Really?
Who am I kidding? My Valentine started out just as big as yours, but I kept trying to make it even, and it got smaller and smaller.
But I love it. It's very symmetrical.
See, that's what I was going for. I love symmetry. Things just look nicer that way. Like your face. It's really symmetrical.
The bell. We're late. To be continued?
Yeah. Happy Val Day, Sab.
Well, thanks for walking me home.
Maybe I should walk you in. Make sure you get to the living room, okay?
I like that. Well, here we are.
We made it.
Since you came this far, you want to stay and hang out?
Sounds like fun.
Okay, wait here. I'll just go see if my aunts are around. Sam, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You're in a chat room again pretending to be a woman, aren't you?
I like the attention.
Well, say goodbye. Harvey's here and you better start acting cattier.
Mean.
Where are my aunts?
They went to the Goya exhibit at the museum. Did you know Zelda was one of his models?
Didn't know. Don't care.
Hey.
Hmm?
You got anything to eat?
I was just checking.
Wow, great kitchen.
Yeah. Do you like canapes?
As much as the next guy.
Well, let's go back in the living room.
Oh, I'll grab the cat. We can make him chase the light reflected off my watch.
No, he's not allowed in the living room. Very bad shedding problem.
Really?
Better if he just stays here and minds his own business.
Like I don't have anything better to do than spy on her. Wait, I don't.
Isn't Annie Leibovitz cool? She knows everybody.
Oh, look at this one. Whoopi Goldberg in a bathtub of milk. I wonder if they warmed it before she got in.
I'm sure. She's a star. Whoa!
What was that?
Uh-oh, sparks are flying.
You know, I don't want to look at this book anymore.
What do you want to do?
Kiss you?
Okay. Salem!
What's with your cat?
I don't know. I'll go talk to him. I mean, feed him! Be right back. You little sneak, how dare you? I can't believe you were spying on me.
And it's a good thing I was. You can't kiss Harvey.
Just watch me. And that's a figure of speech.
But something horrible could happen. Didn't your aunts tell you? The sparks were a warning.
A warning? Of what?
You shouldn't hear it from your cat. Just trust me. Do not kiss Harvey.
Salem. Are you being sincere?
Yes, and it pains me to do it.
Okay, I won't kiss Harvey. But if you're making this up, I swear you will be neutered. Slowly. Harvey?
Yeah?
You have to go. There's an emergency.
What's wrong?
My cat's sick. He needs an operation.
Can I do anything?
No, we're gonna use a certified vet.
I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we could go to a movie?
Sounds great. Just great.
This one's going on the fridge.
How was the museum?
It's so funny. They're selling postcards of Zelda. Nude.
Well, hello.
Excuse me, it's art. And according to that guy in the raincoat who was staring at me, a masterpiece.
Oh. I don't understand. Why can't I guess Harvey?
This is what I heard. Rido hunting man, Wiccan Ickes, Harvey.
Slow down. I said, why can't I kiss Harvey?
Got it that time. Sabrina, have a seat. We need to talk.
Nothing good ever comes of talking.
You see, when a witch kisses a mortal for the first time, the mortal turns into a frog.
A frog? Look, if you guys don't like Harvey,
just... No, we like him. Otherwise, we wouldn't be warning you.
So if I kiss Harvey, he turns into a frog. It sounds like something out of a fairy tale.
Well, they had to get it from somewhere.
You think they make that stuff up?
So I can never kiss Harvey?
Not without transmogrifying him.
That's not a good thing.
My life is ruined. I hate being a witch.
Oh, no. It's not so bad. I went through high school without kissing.
Can we come in?
Sure.
Can we turn on the light?
If you must.
We've been doing some research that we think you should know about.
We checked the handbook. And since you're half mortal, there's only a 50-50 chance that Harvey will turn into a frog.
So that's good news.
Well, there's a 50% chance that it's good news and a 50% chance that it's bad.
It's sort of a coin toss.
Here. Flip it. You'll see what we mean.
Okay. Heads, he stays Harvey. Tails, he's a frog. Tails. Maybe 2 out of 3.
Heads.
Tails. Oh!
Why the
Out of 100 tries, it came out 50 heads and 50 tails. What are the odds of that happening?
Don't ask me. I was an English major.
Who could that be?
I'm not expecting company. Are you?
It's Harvey and I look like laundry!
There.
Chic.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Don't you remember? Yesterday I said I'd see you tomorrow.
And today's tomorrow.
Right. So you still want to go to a movie?
Sure. Wait, they keep those theaters kind of dark, don't they? I better go ask my aunt. Stay here. Herbie's here, and he wants to go to the movies. What should I do?
See Shine. Everybody's raving about it.
You know what I mean.
I see no reason why two friends can't go to the movies.
Right. Two friends.
Just be careful. Would it help if I gave him a bad breath spell?
No, I still have to sit next to him. Can we crunch those numbers one more time?
I checked with MIT. They're still 50-50.
Well, let me know if they change. All right, let's go.
Great. I'm really looking forward to this.
Me too, old buddy, old pal.
So, what kind of movie are you up for?
Something with a lot of random property damage.
Vindicator 3 just opened.
Perfect.
Let me help you with that. They're kind of tricky. There. You look really pretty tonight.
Thanks, so do you. Let's go.
Now, see the real Vindicator or the replicant?
Heads. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It's not important. Whoever he is, now he's dead. Hey, you look really pretty tonight.
Oh, better get more popcorn.
Here you go.
Heads, all right.
Why do you keep flipping that coin?
Well, if it comes up heads 100 times in a row, I win a prize. Tails, stupid eagle.
Hey, you know what the best part of that movie was?
The end credits with the Lou Reed song?
No. Seeing it with you.
Thanks.
You look really pretty tonight.
Muffin? Well, that was fun. Best time two friends could have. Well, nothing left to say, so good night and Godspeed.
Sabrina, can we talk?
What about?
Has something changed between us?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but yesterday I got the feeling that you wanted to kiss me, and today I feel like you don't.
No, Harvey, it's just... See, I can't explain.
That's all right. You don't have to. I mean, if that's what you want, we can just be friends.
I think that would be the best for both of us.
All right, I'll walk you to the door. Man, I really wanted to kiss you.
Harvey?
Yeah.
You're still here.
I'll always be here for you.
I was afraid you'd say that. Help! Help!
What's the matter?
I turned Harvey into a frog.
No.
And you're not helping with that music, Aunt Hilda.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to just be friends.
I tried, but I failed, and now we're not even the same species.
Well, first things first. Let's keep him moist. And secondly, there's still hope.
Right. The true love clause.
What's that?
There's a test you can take to determine if it's true love. And if it is, Harvey will change back into a person.
And if it isn't?
You'll be changed into a frog.
Aren't those stakes kind of high? I mean, Harvey's super cute, and I really, really like him, but how am I supposed to know if it's true love?
Well, do you think about him when he's not around?
Yeah.
And does your heart beat faster when you see him walking down the hall?
Yeah.
And does it bother you when he chews gum?
No.
Then it might be true love.
I'm taking the test. Is it multiple choice?
Where are we?
The National Institute of Love.
Normally it's very clinical, but they go all out for Valentine's Day.
Wow, they really take their color scheme seriously.
I'll sign you in.
Drell should be here any minute.
Drell gives the test?
Yeah. That's kind of strange, us seeing each other today. It's the 94th anniversary of our 30-second breakup.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Oh, shh. Here he comes.
Hello, ladies. And Hilda.
Drell.
So, Sabrina, here to take the test of true love, huh?
Yes, I am.
The test is in three parts, each one more horrifying than the last. You scared?
A little.
Smart. Now, we have the standard release form here. The council is, of course, not responsible for loss of hair, dignity, or personal items. Just sign right here. If you want collision, initial the box.
Oh, don't fall for that. It's a ripoff.
What was that?
You just signed your life away. So, y'all set?
Yeah, where do I start?
Start at door number one.
Good luck.
Follow your heart.
Don't let Harvey dry out.
Come on!
Please welcome Sabrina Spellman.
What is this?
Part one of your test is the true love game. Here, sit down. Would you like to meet your three Harveys?
Harveys? I like this game.
Gentlemen, let's give your best hellos to Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hi, Harveys.
How well do you know the person you think you're in love with? Let's find out, and here are the questions.
All right. This question is for Harvey number two. If I were a princess trapped in a tower, how would you rescue me?
Well, the thought of you makes me walk on air, so I'd float right up and whisk you away.
That's sweet. And Harvey number one, what would you do?
Blow up the tower.
Okay. This question's for Harvey number three. Describe Harvey number one's best and worst feature.
Well, he has really nice sideburns.
Thanks, man. You too.
Hey, what about me?
They're okay.
Come on, guys. Let's just go on, please.
Okay, this question is for all of you. What's your favorite kind of triangle? Questions don't tell me anything.
Nobody said the test would be easy.
Harvey number one, your triangle?
Obtuse.
And why?
I don't know.
Harvey number two?
Scalene. Definitely scalene.
And Harvey number three, what's your favorite kind of triangle?
Equilateral. I like that it's symmetrical.
That's him! That's my Harvey! Harvey number three!
That's right, Sabrina, and you passed part one.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
Way to go.
Well, you passed the test of friendship. True love can't exist without friendship. They make me say that.
I'm pumped. What's next?
Door number two.
Okay. Wish me luck, Harvey.
Ribbit.
Oh, even as a frog, he's cute.
Come on, Harvey. Let's go check the trellis for bugs.
So, what's new in the life of the most powerful man in the universe?
I finally moved out of my parents' basement.
Really?
Yeah, you were right. I should have done it centuries ago.
I told you. So you've got your own place.
Yeah.
I'd love to come see it sometime.
Oh, that'd be great, especially if you brought some furniture.
Hello? Anybody? Is this a test for patience?
Hey.
Hi.
Is anyone sitting here?
No, go ahead.
Great.
I'm Zach. So, are you here to take the test?
Yeah, I wish I'd hurry.
Could be a while, so you should just relax. Sun feels good, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of cool to lay by the pool in the middle of February.
Yeah. You know, those sunglasses are great on you. You look like a blonde Audrey Hepburn.
I love Audrey Hepburn. Which one of her movies is your favorite?
Well, I'd have to say Sabrina. I just love the name.
You're kidding, that's my name.
Wow. So, Sabrina, are you hungry?
I hadn't thought about it, but I guess maybe a little.
How about a piece of delicious chocolate cake?
Wow, that looks amazing.
Oh, it is. Here, have a little bite.
I don't know, I had a pretty big muffin earlier.
Ah, come on, one little taste couldn't hurt.
That's true.
You look really pretty tonight.
Wait, you're trying to make me forget about Harvey, aren't you?
Harvey? Who's Harvey?
Oh, you're a sly one. But I can't eat cake when Harvey's in trouble.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Eat it.
No!
Oh, that was a test. You passed.
I did? Woohoo!
How about one bite to celebrate?
What do you take me for? I passed, and I got some color on my cheeks.
Nicely done. You passed the test of fidelity.
You resisted temptation, something that tests every relationship.
Zelda, do you mind? This is my gig.
Sorry.
One more door, and we're out of here.
Not so fast. The next test is really dangerous, and our insurance carrier requires that you read this pamphlet.
So you're going to be a frog?
I'll go over it with you, honey.
What you thinking?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Can a guy ask a girl what she's thinking?
I was just wondering, do you think our old flame is still burning?
Well, there's one way to find out.
You still have it?
Yeah. No one bought it at the garage sale. It's over here.
You open it. I'm afraid to look.
Yes, the old flame is still burning.
After all these years.
You could warm soup over it.
Maybe what we had was special. I'm going to take the test of true love.
For me?
For us.
I'll be waiting.
Maybe this could be the beginning of something wonderful. Drill, you rock my world.
I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl.
Say hello to Hilda Spellman.
Ruby!
Guys, give your best hello to Hilda.
Hi, Hilda. Hilda, baby. Yo, Hilda!
Hi, Drill. I think I already know.
Cool your jets. That's not how we play.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Drill number two. If you were a condiment, what would you be?
Stupid question. Ketchup. Ketchup. Say ketchup. Mustard, so I could spice up your life.
That's him. That's my Drill.
Incorrect. Game's over.
Number three?
No.
Number one?
I said it's over.
No, it's not.
Security!
What, no canned applause?
Sorry. I finished the pamphlet.
So you decided what kind of frog you want to be?
Yeah, I selected the flying tree frog.
Excellent choice. Then it's time for the last test. But this one isn't easy like the others.
Good luck, and don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous. I mean, I know it's true love, so therefore I have no reason to be nervous.
Push, don't pull. Push.
Sabrina?
Harvey, where are you?
I'm not sure. It's dark in here. See if you can find a light switch.
Wait, here's one. I don't like this. What's going on?
It's a test of faith. You have to get to me.
Does the safe road come out anywhere near you?
No. I think it dead ends in the suburbs.
Then there's only one way. Scared. Hot. Really scared. Really hot.
Turn back! It's not worth it!
Yes, it is! I can do this! I made it! Oh, Harvey! All that for a hologram? I did it! I passed it as true love!
Oh,
Sabrina, that's wonderful.
I have to admit, I had my doubts, but now I can shout it to the world. I have a true love.
Oh, rub it in. Take your frog and go.
But Cass, why is Harvey still a frog?
There's one final detail. To change him back, you have to return to the scene of the kiss and kiss him again.
To kiss a frog? That is so gross.
Teenagers, they'll jump through flames, but ask them to kiss a frog.
Would you go?
Come on.
Wait, where's Aunt Hilda?
Shh, don't ask.
Zach, this pecan pie is fabulous. Even better than the cheesecake. Is that meringue?
Your lips are all slimy. It worked. That was great.
Oh, I know. That's why I've been trying to kiss you all night.
Can we try it again? I think I might enjoy it more this time.
Me too. I have to admit, I was pretty nervous.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah. I'm glad she passed, but I still can't believe you let her take that risk.
There was no risk. I knew she'd pass.
You did?
At 16, it's always true love.
Why didn't you tell her?
Because now, she thinks it's extra special.
Hi, Sab.
Harvey.
I just found out I don't have basketball practice, so if you want, I can give you a ride home.
I miss getting stuff thrown at me on the bus? Okay.
Great. Then I'll meet you here at 3:30.
Great.
See ya.
See ya. Harvey.
Yeah?
It's kind of too bad you don't have basketball practice today.